again and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话英文，这是我们的特辑 The Epic Story of English, English 的前世今生。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
So what are we going to talk about today? If I remember last time, you were going to explain why English has such a huge vocabulary, how English actually developed into a world language.
Yeah, so in the last episode, we finished off looking at English around the 16th, 17th century, when trade became more important in England.
Mm.
And this was the time that Britain continued to trade with the rest of the world. But also, it began to colonize.
就是殖民啦 colonize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this was the era of the start of the British Empire. So, as English people, and then later Scottish people, started to move around the world, they brought their language with them. So one of the first places that England colonized was North America.
So that's how American English started.
Absolutely. From the 17th century, American English started to develop.
So why is American English so different from British English? Many people in China would probably think British English is more traditional. Is that right?
Well, actually not. American English is actually closer to the English that Shakespeare would have spoken.
Oh, so in that way, American English is actually more traditional or older compared with modern day British English.
Yeah.The pronunciation is a bit closer, and as you might have remembered in the previous episode on the difference between American English and British English, some American words are actually words that Shakespeare would have used,
like
fall for autumn.
I know Americans would say fall instead of autumn,
but
that was Shakespearean.
Yeah, Shakespeare used it in his plays.
Wow.
And also trash as well.
For rubbish.
Yeah.
Trash was invented by Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. What about the spelling?
Well, the spelling, as pretty much everybody here knows, the spelling is slightly different. And this is because of Webster's dictionary.
韦氏字典
So at the beginning of the 19th century, Webster created many of the American spellings. And this was to create a somewhat separate form of English.Because you have to remember, this time, America only became independent from Britain.
So they want some sort of independent, their own identity.
Yeah.
They want to be separated from Britain.
Yeah. So they changed the spelling a little bit to separate themselves from Britain.
If you're more interested in the difference between American and British English, you can listen to one of our other shows where we explored a bit more. So Alan, apart from the United States, did English go anywhere else?
Well, one of the biggest countries it went to was Australia in the 18th century. So when the British first arrived in Australia, started to colonize it, and it was used as a penal colony.
A penal colony, that means they send their prisoners there.
Yeah. So this was called transportation.And lots of prisoners, lots of criminals, they were sent away from Britain and they went down under, as we would say.
To Australia.
Yeah. And the accent somewhat reflects this. Some people say that the Australian accent is strongly influenced by an 18th century London accent.
Oh, even till now?
Even till now. The research...People are not too sure, but it would make sense because lots of the people who were transported, they did come from London or the area around from London.
Is it also because the crime rate there was higher?
It was. And also there was lots of Irish people that emigrated to Australia later on. So the accent has a little bit of Irish influence as well.
So for me, Australian accent, when you first encounter it,You can have some trouble understanding it. I remember the first time I went to Australia. I was in a shop. I was getting a sandwich. And they asked me if I wanted butter. And obviously, because I pronounce it as butter, I did not realize they were talking about butter until I asked them to repeat it.
Well, yeah, butter itself is quite an interesting word because I would say it as butter. So let's have a listen to someone speaking with an Australian accent. And see if you can tell the difference from my accent.
An unexpected downpour of rain last weekend helped to douse the bushfires which have been raging in New South Wales for the past fortnight.
So what do you think?
I think overall it's much flatter. It's much harder. But I can still understand a lot of it. They do use some similar expressions to British English.
Yeah.
One of the other major English accent is probably Indian accent. Mm-hmm. Because English is one of the official languages in India.
Yeah, the British first went to India to trade in the 17th century, but they began to occupy India in the 18th and 19th century. And India and Pakistan, Burma and Sri Lanka, and later Bangladesh, these countries became independent in 1949.
But India still has English as their official language.
Yeah, that's because English is still used as a lingua franca, because India has so many different languages.
Lingua franca, we mentioned before, is a shared language for people who originally speak different languages.
Yeah, because it has so many different languages, pronunciation is affected by local languages. So there's no such thing as a standard Indian pronunciation.
Yeah, but they're all equally difficult to understand, especially for Chinese learners.
Oh, absolutely. Where I grew up, I'm somewhat used to Indian pronunciation because I lived in an area with a very large Indian community. So I can understand the accent pretty well now.
It all comes from practice, really.
Oh, absolutely.
Just have to get used to it.
Yeah, but the influence of Indian languages on English is quite large. So, for example, words like jungle, bungalow, veranda, even shampoo.
Shampoo was originally from Indian languages.
Yeah.
You wouldn't really realize how many words in English are originally from other languages.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just have a quick listen to someone speaking with an Indian accent and tell us, what do you think?
More than 70 million Hindus have begun to gather on the banks of the river Ganges in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh for the religious festival of Mahakumbh Mela.
Okay, this is a bit more difficult to understand. I think it's talking about some sort of religious festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that are known English in it.
Yeah.
That makes it really difficult to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So having said all these, we talked about American English, Australian English, even Indian accent. But what is the standard accent? What is the standard pronunciation or standard English?
Loads of people keep asking me that question. What is standard English? And the thing is, there's no such thing.
So you don't have like a 普通话?
No, no. English can't. Because if you think about it, how do you decide what is standard English? You can decide which is standard based on where English comes from, so England, or you decide based on where the most native speakers are, which is the United States. But does this make other forms of English wrong? So if you grow up in Australia, or grow up in New Zealand, or places like Nigeria, where English is widely spoken, Nigeria, there are more English speakers there, native English speakers there, than there are in the UK.
So how do you decide which one is correct?
So you can't. You know, can you imagine going to a native speaker from another country and saying, your English is wrong?
So they're all correct.
They're all correct. And that's why it's very important when you are learning English is to remember that there are lots of different versions of English and they're all correct.
Oh, that's why English is a world language.
Well, yeah. The most important thing is it's being able to understand each other. So whenever you learn English, it's always important to mix with as many different accents as possible, to listen to as many different versions of English as possible, because all of them are correct.
Essentially, now nobody owns English anymore.
No.
It's like when we think of Chinese, we think China owns Chinese language, but nobody owns English language anymore.
No.
So that is a major difference. And sometimes students would ask me, what is the most standard accent? And I simply tell them, there is none.
There isn't. For example, my accent, as I said before, I come from South London. So I have a little bit of London influence in my accent. But sometimes people can't understand my accent.
It's very important to understand that English is a world language that's used for communication with people around the world.
Absolutely.
So don't focus too much on your pronunciation. As long as people can understand you, you're fine.
So in the next episode, we're going to talk about English now. So what is the current situation with English? We'll also be discussing a little bit about the future of English. What do the experts think the English that we speak in 100 or 200 years' time, what would that be like?
Well, that's fascinating. Can't wait.
Okay, so until next time.
See you next time.
Bye.